Okay, we last time we discussed just a hakdama to the Yetzadas, difference between the Rambam and the Ramban's view of who and what the human being is, and the mixture of Ruchnius and Gashmius in the human being and the interaction between the two. Okay, let's go back. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Eso Odom Ofo Meno Adoma Vayifal Pa'apo Av Nishmas Chayim. A human being is two things. He's Ofo Meno Adoma and he's Vayifal Pa'apo Av Nishmas Chayim as a Tzelem Elokim, he has a Chelek Elokam Mimach. And he is the combination of both. Ramban writes in Torah Hashem Tamima, why Torah insisted that the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to begin with Mitzvahs Maisiyas. It says it should be in Tefillah, it should be in Limud, the Avodah of the Neshama. And he says that there are three parts to the Bria. There are animals that are totally Gashmi. A Malach that's totally Ruchni. From Malach's Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally on the Ruchnius level. An animal being total Gashmi has no level of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Human being is not supposed to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Malach. He's supposed to begin being over HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a human being of Guf and Neshama together. Since he has to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Guf and Neshama together, that's where Mitzvahs Maisios come in. Now, after he created this being of Guf and Neshama, and he has to have a place for this person in this world where he can actualize his entire Guf and Neshama. So there's an entire planet Earth he created. And that entire planet Earth that he created is the world as we know it today, but made a special place in planet Earth called Gan Eden. That is where the human being is in his ideal state of meant to develop himself. Now, in this ideal state, it doesn't mean that he's supposed to be a malach there. Because Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim Eno Adoma Kol Eitz Nechmod L'marev Tov L'machol. And there's a lot of physical things there. As the Rambam points out, what was he supposed to eat? It was supposed to enjoy food. And unless you'll think that this Gan Eden is not a real place on planet Earth, nor Yotzei Me'Eden v'Hashkos as Hagon, Mishum Yiporei v'Oyel Arba Roshim. There's four rivers that we know all about. These rivers: Pishon Usovev is called Eretz Hachavila Shesham Azov Savor Eretz Yitov. Shem Abdov Ben Hashoam, Shem Abdov Shem Gichon, Ustav Ezkol Eretz Kush, Arshli Shechidekel, Olav Kid Masash, Vanoa, Harvi Hupros, well-known rivers, and well-known places. So, a human being is this Guf and Neshama, Hashem Baruch Hu creates a special place for him on planet Earth where he can actualize in a maximal way this unique part of the Bria, the only part of the Bria that spans both physical and spiritual. Otherwise, as a Bria, as the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world, connected that created a spiritual world, and one part of the Bria spans both. That's the human being. And Meshem Anoah Ashish Vayikach Hashem Elokim Eso Odom Vayenechir Began Eden La'avdo L'Shomah. And all my Mori Chazal Peachot say that La'avdu L'shomer means, Rashi says, La'avdu L'shomer, they say. It doesn't. It's that it's avodas hakarbonos, avodas hatfila, avodas hakodesh. That begins with the Pirkei of the Rebbe Elazar, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this bria, and the purpose of this bria is to use this world to build up his neshama, and he freed him from all the tears of this world to focus exclusively on Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that point, didn't mean to deny him Hanos Olam Hazeh, because Kol Eitz Nechmad Lamar V'Tov Lamachal, whatever, at that point he couldn't eat meat. So whatever thing he could eat, most delicious things he had there. But that wasn't his goal. His goal was Avdo Ueshamra, Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was it. And Avdo Ueshamra could not be the gun because it would be Avdo Ueshamra, even shot in the pasuk. So Pirkei Rebbe Elazar was reacting that Gan is Zohar. And the first thing he has to know is you can't have everything. If a person wants to be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to know he has limits. And the Gemara Megillah says, Hamamina Eitz Minayin is Shinema Haminu Eitz. What is it? What destroyed Haman? Destroyed Hominus, he wanted everything. He had 127 provinces, everyone's bowing down to him, infinite wealth, whatever he wants. Basaris Lofen Kika, he has a massive amount of money. The Chosein of Shovele, there's one Jew doesn't bow down to him, he has to have everything. Kind of everything, yes, but person has no limits and discipline. And same three letters, Hey Mem Nunus, Hamon. What was the problem? They wanted something. They wanted everything. And the answer is you can't have everything. The reason they couldn't have Betzolim, Veshumim, Kishuim, Diluim, Avatichim, it was not good for them, but they want everything. You want everything, you end up getting nothing. That's so first thing he tells me, you have limits. And what is interesting is that in the first version of the creation of Adam Chava, it says, "Vayivu l'kim atzodim b'tzalmo, b'tzelam l'kim boroso, zochon nekeva boroso." Doesn't tell us about taking Chava from Adam. When it comes to the tzelam l'kim and neshama, their neshamas are created separately. There's a Tzelem HaKim for Zohar, Tzelem HaKim for Nekeva, and despite today's world of everything's the same, Torah says no. When he came to Tzelem HaKim, he created a Zohar, created a Nekeva. Now, after it tells us he created the goof and created the Neshama, and he put him into Gan Eden to realize his avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, call it. Then it says, Lo tov heyotzom levado. Esa lo eisa connecto. Chazal tells us the Gemara in Yevamos that Lo tov, a person cannot live by himself and for himself. If so, he'll never get to the midas hatov. For a person to develop his neshama, he has to know how to not live by himself and for himself. Esa lo eisa connecto. He has to give to someone. He has to live in a giving and taking relationship. And Adam was given the power to identify all the chayos hasada, everyone, and he gave them a name, which means he gave them the tachlis in this world, and identifying and understanding the tachlis of every animal in this world. He could not on a physical level, he could not establish that relationship with the cow, with the dog, etc. And the only one he could establish a relationship with is Etzem Atzamay Bosom Ibsori. And he can't take care of his physical needs, maybe yes. But in order to be the Adam HaSholem, he needed another human being with Tzelem Elokim. Even though she was physically taken from him, she was given a separate Tzelem Elokim, a separate neshama that wasn't taken from him. That's what the pasuk says here in Perek Aleph. And therefore, the natural way human beings live is man and woman living together, making a family. Now, this is the background. Vayu shneim arumim ha'odom v'ishto v'lo yispo shashu.
Sorry.
They were unclothed and they had no bush. Why? Ar says, lo nosim bo yetzahara adoch lo menoetz v'nichnas bo yetzahara. Yoda ma ben tovara. People clothe themselves for a variety of reasons, but let's first see certain aspects of the chait, and we'll get back to the question of clothing. Every human being has a dual self-image. He's aware of himself as a neshama, as a spiritual being. He's aware of himself as a physical being. Now, what is subservient to what? What becomes the essential human being? And who am I? Here we find when Pasuk ends Moshe Rabbeinu's life, what is it called? Isha Elokim. He was a man who was Isha Elokim. It's a totally spiritual being. When Noach, after the marble, plants the Kerem, his Isha Domo. He's a physical being, that's why he wants to get drunk, he wants to enjoy this world, whatever he can. A human being is partly Isha Domo, partly Isha Elokim. And for the chait, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, created him that the whole purpose of his guf was to be subservient to neshama. The purpose of Olam Hazeh was to enable a person to build himself up and develop his neshama. He was aware of himself as a spiritual being. And Olam Hazeh and the physical world was meant to serve the neshama. Vatera ish, the woman saw, ki tov heitz lamachol, v'si tzav hu leinayim. V'nech maro heitz lahaskil, the human being has three separate pleasure drives. One is physical pleasure, one's aesthetic pleasure, it's beauty, one's intellectual pleasure. Some people enjoy ideas. Vatikach mipereo vatoch. This was a violation of a basic idea that I serve this world, I use this world for avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the purpose HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetz Hadas was to tell a person you have limits. And if a person doesn't know that he has limits, and there are no limits in the world, Olam Haza is used only for Olam Haza, has no spiritual purpose. Means eating the Eitz Hadas was changing an entire direction of human life. Using Olam Haza for the purpose of Olam Haza, not for any spiritual purpose. Fati ten gamli ishu ima vayocha. Now, the Rambam quotes in Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Beis, that a person, that Adam and Chava changed their entire orientation, and the human being became a totally different human being. That. And he says, how could the chait happen? Chait happened, there's a certain siyog that Adam made, but he made the wrong siyog. The siyog was, he began by thinking about Hanos Olam Hazeh, being preoccupied with it, and that grabbed his mind, so, and at that point, his judgment became clouded. But what happened when he ate from the Eitz Hadas? From the Eitz Hadas, the Rambam writes, seen the other Mephoreshim, he became aware of himself as a spiritual being and as a physical being. His self-awareness was he's now the ability to be a physical being without any spiritual dimension. That's a new self-awareness that Adam Rishon developed. And that self-awareness can be very dangerous. Human beings wear clothes for a variety of reasons. We wear clothes for warmth, but not only for warmth. We wear clothes for a second reason. We wear clothes because when a person is unclothed, his sense of physical self-awareness becomes much greater. And if a person wants to reduce his sense of physical self-awareness and be aware of himself as a spiritual being, he clothes himself. That's why tznius is not only the way I confront other people. The halacha is a tznius even if no one else is around. Because I can't daven unclothed. Because davening means making myself aware of my spiritual dimension, focusing on it, and pushing aside my physical dimension. As Rabbi Yonah writes, Lifnei Elokim Shechina Kenegdo means you have to think in Shemayim Shechina Kenegdo. You have to be able to focus on yourself as a spiritual being confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's not possible when you're unclothed. Because when you're unclothed, you become very self-aware of yourself as a physical being. And before the chait, when the human being was aware of himself only as a spiritual being, and he viewed the physical world as a means for his spiritual development, so his whole self-awareness is that of a spiritual being. But the moment you eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hadas means the physical can be a goal of the world, physical for the sense of physical, then all of a sudden it's possible for him to be aware of himself just as a physical being. If you read today's general culture and the media, the idea of you spend your life developing your body, and all the celebrities and all the famous people there are focusing on the body. And your goal in life is to have the most perfect body available. Because their whole sense of awareness is themselves as physical beings. Rambam writes that a number of places that Nor Nevuchim, that the fact that a person has a neshama at Selim Ol Kim, it's true, but you can act in such a physical sense until it's so dulled that you won't have any sense of awareness of yourself, and you can sort of almost throw the Tzelem Elokim of yourself out until you act as if there is no Tzelem Elokim. And he gives an example. He says, the closer people are to Klal Yisrael and the message of the Torah, the more they are aware the world is a spiritual dimension to the world. But the further they are from Klal Yisrael and Torah, the less they're aware. He says he wasn't aware of the natives in South America, aware of the natives in Africa. They have no keshu Klal Yisrael. The blacks in the jungles of Africa, he said, live their life as totally physical beings. There's no dimension of spirituality there. And obviously, in those cultures, if there's no real spirituality, people walk around basically without clothes. They became aware of themselves as physical beings. When they became aware that they, and that sense of overwhelming physical being, they're aware they're naked, they have to cover themselves, they have to come back to some spiritual life. And they covered themselves. They hid. Rosh Baruch Hu says, Ayakach, which means, Kotzka says, and what madrega are you? Where are you? What's become of you? All the midrashim say, he said, what happened to you? And then we can't confront you if we don't have clothes, because confronting Rosh Baruch Hu, I'm confronting him as a spiritual being. And and if I'm overwhelmed with my physical presence, I can't confront the Kodesh Baruch. He says, okay. Now, at this point, can they get back or they can't get back to their previous madrega? Vayom ha'adam, v'isha shenosati modi, he knows from your right to Medrash says that Adam Arishan, what was the chait? He was thrown out of Gan Eden. He was b'zeh asepecha toch alechem, everything, and for eating from the Eitz Hadas. Cain killed Hevel, and he just, his onus isn't so big. So Adam Arishan bumps into Cain and says, "How'd you get off so easy?" Of Sisi Tshuva. Vayom Kain El Hashem Godol Avonim Nesal. Means, had Adam Arishan at that point, the Medrash says, confronted what he did and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't have very, I want to get back, would have been possible. The moment he couldn't confront it directly and could not take responsibility for what he had done and sort of passed the buck and said, it's her fault. And she said, it's Nachash's fault. So then you can't correct it. And Medrash says, Vayom Adam ho isha shenosati imodi hinos limo eitz vo ocheil. Doesn't say vo ochalti. Or does it say vo ocheil? I will continue to eat. That's her fault, and I am now a physical being. I'll continue acting in this manner. You don't take responsibility, and by the time you take responsibility and you want to change it, sometimes it's too late. Okay. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them as the onus? Told them one thing. Really, it's all one onus. What's the problem here? Problem is that it's very dangerous for a person. All the keichas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a human being, to view the physical world is a be-all and the end-all of itself. And there's one time in history that Chumash talks, that's the door of the marble. And the Medrash says, door of the marble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them infinite. It gave an ashirus, which was unbelievable. And what do? There's a mad pursuit of pleasure, and that mad pursuit of pleasure just totally destroyed them. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? If this is your possible mahalach in life, the physical justifies life, and you chase the physical for the physical sense, so then I'm going to make life very difficult, because that's the only way you can keep your life in balance. And he said, the nochash, an animal has three functions. An animal roams, it eats, and it reproduces. All three things will happen with difficulty. Or atim kol abehema kol chayas hasada, the Gemara in Bechira says, means you will have reproduction with pain and difficulty. Agachon chateilech, you move around with difficulty. Ofer tochal kol yimei chayecha, and you'll eat. You really won't get hanor out of your eating. Those three things. And all relationships now will be with tension. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai says. That's for Eva Oshis. Elisha Amar, he says, childbirth, child rearing, with pain and difficulty. We'll get to Elisha Tishukosai. And Adam, your parnosa will be with difficulty. All the same. Now, the idea is a person has to understand what he's doing in this world. And it's interesting. You have different mitzvahs. There's a Ramban's Kadoshim Tiyu. Ramban Losa Surach Relevav Chom Yachrei Nechem. Take a look in the Rambam and say from mitzvahs lo suach levav chom v'achrei nechem, and the Ramban on kedoshim tiyu say the same thing. That being a Jew means not being preoccupied with physical pleasure. It's not, and doesn't mean you can't enjoy this world. The Raivin in the Hakdomit Tabala Nefesh quotes Yerushalmi. Says a person lost a love will have to give the cheshbon for every anos olam hazeh he did not want to enjoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the world to enjoy it, even before the chait. Kol Eitz Tov L'Malcha. Yalta Eishes Rav Nachman Baran Chulin says that whatever food Hakadosh Baruch Hu asked, there's another food connected that tastes the same thing. No such thing as a taste of macholos asurah, you can't get the same taste. But you have to know this is mutter and this is also. You have to know that there are limits in life, discipline in life. You just don't go totally berserk. And so k'doshim tiyu. And both the Rambam and the Ramban saying the same idea, that after the chet we are what we are, but becoming preoccupied with pursuing physical pleasure, that becomes the be-all and the end-all of life, that being a mamleches kohen of a goy kodosh, being a from Jew, doesn't work with that. Something else. The Gemara says, or Kedushin Lepez and Rebez, it's the derech of a man to seek a wife more than a wife to seek a man. Because derech the Bala Aveda, you lose something, you want to get back what you lost. After Adam Harishon was created, and there's chava there. The Gemara is saying, it's an interesting thing, that he becomes more dependent on her at that point in history, and she had a koyach on him to convince him to do what he did. And in the correction of it, is each one becomes dependent on the other. And there's a difference between a man's attraction to a woman and a woman's attraction to a man. A woman's attraction to a man is much more personal. A man's attraction to a woman is much more physical. There's a pasuk, "Vel ishech tishukot seich." It doesn't say "Vel ish tishukot seich." Ishech, your tshuka will be to your husband, and because of that, hu yimshuvach, he'll have. It doesn't mean it's mechuyev. He'll have the ability to abuse that, and of course, there's a mitzvah. Take a look on the Sefer Achinuch on the simachas ishtoash. There's a mitzvah for a man in the first year of marriage, when he's just beginning his relationship with his wife, to focus on his devotion to her, so that whatever attraction a man has for a woman will be personalized to her. That's the correction of huyim shobach. Huyim, that means a man has to work on making sure that the woman's dependence on him will not be turned into an abusive relationship. There's an ability to have it as an abusive relationship. He'll have the ability to be emotional, but doesn't mean he's mechuyev. And the parsha of the Gemara Psochim is, it's not only noki yulabesu shanacha. Even afterwards, there's a mitzvah, the sima chasishto ashalakach. The man has a chiyuv to make sure that his wife is happy and his wife is satisfied. And according to the parsha of the Gemara Psochim, that it's a chiyuv in the entire marriage. Now, previously, Chava had a name, Isha. Because her first tafkin in life was to be his Eza Kenegdo. And she was given a name, Isha Kimei Ish Lukachazos. That's how she was created. After the Chet, her whole tafkin changes. Why? Because when the klala was given, what was she being told? That her basic job would be that of raising a family would come with difficulty. And Adam changed her name at that point from Isha to Chava. K.S. Yitzchok, when it comes to the story of the Imahos, when Yaakov Avinu gets angry, he said, you should be satisfied with your role as Isha, and you should not want your role. You don't necessarily have to have your role as Chava. He was insensitive to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's natural now for a woman to have her role as Chava, as an Ein Kol Chai. Vayas Hashem Elokim L'Odom L'Ishto Kosnos Or Vayal Bishen. And the Gemara says the name of Reb Meir, or it was written with an ayin, but it also means an aleph. And Unklus says, Levushin de Yikar. He made clothes for a human being should be able to walk around with dignity. That becoming aware of himself as a spiritual being is what gives a human being dignity. And the story of the Eitz Hadas is the transition of a person from a spiritual being who uses the physical world to a human being who is capable of self-awareness as a physical and as a spiritual human being. And that Vayigarish, no one leaves Gan Eden willingly. You have to be thrown out of Gan Eden. And Vayigarish Hasadam, he says, no, you cannot have a situation in life where everything is given to you with such ease. You have to earn it again. And the Ramban, at the beginning of the Chukosa, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising that you're going to get to that madrega of Odom Lifnei Achet. But it is human beings building themselves up individually, and collectively, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly in a complete way. That's the goal. Ramban writes that the Rambam has a problem. The pasuk says, "Vogor keves imzeif," a wolf and a lion will be able to live together. It says, "Olam kemenagonog," world doesn't change when Mashiach comes. Just human being gets to a higher madrega. So he says that it's to be taken figuratively, or it's to be taken only in Har Abayis, because it says Kimola Haraz Deos Hashem Kamayim Leyom Machasim L'Hashchizu L'Chol Har Kodshi. Ramban says no. The whole tension between animal and animal, animals and human beings, is a result of the chait. The human being, by his becoming physical, brings the Briya down. The whole idea of Mashiach is that we would get to a madrega, we bring the Briya up, and then all that tension that exists in the world between human being and human being and animal, human being and the soil, it's all going to be gone. And when the human being rises in that madrega, the Ramban, beginning of Chukosai, says, then the all of nature rises, and there's rain, and there's harmony between every part of the Briya. This is the story of the Eitz Hadas. Next week, next week, Sunday this year was a bad day of choice. After Purim, we'll begin on all the details of exactly defining what Hashgacha Pratis is, where Hashgacha Pratis, how it works, what Amun is, what Pitochen is, and how Hashgacha works. The first thing I want to begin is the clearest exposition of that by any Rishon is by Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam in Maspik on the Pitochen, and then I'll go into greater detail both the Rambam and the Rambam.